Yeah, thanks, Chris. And the Ulster Senior League have got their first victory of the weekend. The Anthony Gorman's men have held on for a 2-1 win over the Connacht FA here at Eamon DC Park this afternoon. Goals in either half by Tony McNamee and Padgio Rafferty doing the damage for the USL men. And a goal in between by former Finn Harps man Barry O'Mahony had drawn Connacht level just before half-time. McNamee had given the USL men the lead in the ninth minute after a neat passage of play on the edge of the box by Rafferty and Mark Moran. Moran's deft touch playing McNamee in one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and the Fannin United attacker made no mistake with a cool finish into the bottom corner. Rafferty might and should have made a 2-0 4 minutes later when Lawrence Tone played him in, but Rafferty's effort cannoned off the inside of the post. The USL were made pay for some sloppy pieces of play just before half-time as O'Mahony rifled in off the crossbar, beating Rory Kelly from distance. Just before that, the USL should have added another, but Moran was denied by the goalkeeper and the follow-up by Ossie McManaman, the Fannin man just unable to divert his shot onto the target. But 3 minutes into the second half, Rafferty was on the mark as he seized on a loose ball just inside the area and fired home past TJ Ford, the Connacht goalkeeper. There were some nervy moments in the second half, and the Pickerton saw Ronan Caldwell twice denied by Rory Kelly. The first of them when he rifled into the arms of the graceful Letterkenny Rovers goalkeeper, and then deep into injury time across from the left-hand side was connected to by Caldwell. But on this occasion, Kelly again getting down to make the save. An interesting twist to today's game saw the Letterkenny brothers, Gareth and Anthony Gorman, on opposing sides, but it's the older sibling Anthony who has come out on top. Gareth, of course, now down here managing Murphy United, and he took charge of the Connacht FA for this weekend's Interleague tournament. But it's Anthony Gorman and the USL who have come out on top. The final score from Eamon DC Park, it was the Ulster Senior League 2, the Connacht FA 1.